Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Hour number three. El Presidente.
Yes, sir.
First of all, some of the texters think you should have El Presidente tattooed down your spine a la John Wick.
Well, I'll take that under advisement.
I think you should go... You know, go to a Japanese tattoo artist because they actually use like a bamboo thing with a scoop, not a needle.
Okay.
And it's really authentic. The color just pops.
I'll bet that ain't the only thing that pops.
Well, so a couple of veins in your head
yeah,
from the pain,
exactly.
You know. But listen, it's all about the art.
Of course.
Yeah. So anyway. Plus, you're El Presidente. Anyway, you know, you and I were just taken to task by a guy who was angry at everything.
Okay.
I've heard him, it's been told to me that he describes himself as a libertarian.
Okay, good. Then we have something in common.
Okay, but obviously not, because if you are a libertarian, okay, you actually find resolution.
Yeah.
And Rick, in his libertarian philosophical outlook, there was no resolution.
Well, I have definitely some libertarian leanings. There are some issues in which I do have a much more conservative viewpoint than many libertarians, but I certainly find a lot that I could come into agreement with libertarians. That, to me, that was one of the good things about the Tea Party movement, which is not a party. It is a movement, an ideology. And I found that there were a lot of libertarian ideas, concepts, and principles that were within many of the members of the Tea Party movement, and that's... one of the reasons I think it was able to, you know, ally itself with the Republicans in many cases.
But I think you, as a libertarian, the way you pursue that, you're mainly looking at that primarily from the law government standpoint.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
There's some libertarians like, do you know who Cody Wilson is?
I can't recall right off.
He is the one that founded Defense Distributed and came out with the 3D printed gun.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah.
Now he would tell you he's a libertarian. He would tell you he's an anarchist, and he just got sentenced for messing around with underage girls.
Well, there is that.
So, which puts him in line in certain cases with Jeffrey Epstein,
I was thinking that.
You know,
hopefully he has not met the same demise.
No, not yet. But you know, today is young. But.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein, when you look at his stuff, when you look at what he says, and I mean, first of all, nothing should be a shock if you look at a 66-year-old man who's a millionaire and he thinks underage children, that should be perfectly okay. Hmm. Having relations with underage children. He thinks that should be perfectly okay. At what point do we say, okay, the shock is done and you can't shock me anymore? I mean, what else can he say that would be more shocking?
Exactly. We're pretty much reaching that point now.
So, but like with this supposition that we get out and like the callers that call in, that's an interesting thing. Was he saying that I should censor the callers when they call in?
I don't know.
Should I let them speak their mind? And then if I disagree with them, and it's a back and forth like a fun intellectual badminton game.
Well, I sort of get the feeling from what you're saying that I did not hear the conversation. But I'll just put it this way. Much of the left right now is wanting to make sure that anything that disagrees with their ideology, their way of thinking, their worldview must not be heard from. You know, and I've said this before, the Democrat Party used to be the party of the First Amendment of – you know, disagreeing, of dissent. And now it is like they don't want any dissent from what it is they believe. They think that if you have any differing viewpoint, you are a danger to society. Not only must you not be elected, but you must not be allowed to speak or to share your viewpoint or to show up in public. And quite honestly, there are many of them who are also wanting to take lives as well.
Yeah, that's a bad idea on their part.
Yeah.
It really is. But you know, as I'm sitting here and I'm trying to search my mind, what is the Republican right leaning Antifa? What is that?
I don't know that there is something that equates to that.
Or Black Lives Matter.
Well, I don't know of anything.
How often does the right call for the dissolution of the police, ICE, borders, nationalism? We should just all, I mean.
Well, I mean, there are conservatives who will say we shouldn't have certain federal offices that are not constitutional, such as the Department of Education. It's not that we want to dumb down or not have any education oversight. That is not the point. The point is that under our Constitution, there is no federal call. There's no constitutional call for an office of the Federal Bureau of, the Education Department. And there are several other things we could go into as well. But this is all constitutional. It is not that those things should not be considered, regulated, or at least thought about or have some ordinances regarding it. But it's just there shouldn't be a federal department of it. So, you're right. You've got those on the left who want to do away with much of law enforcement, many law enforcement agencies.
Well, they want to do away with me and you.
Well, that's fine. The only thing I want to do with liberal progressives is I just want them to be defeated at the ballot box. If they want to talk, I'm willing to debate. No problem.
They're not even. But they're
but
not even.
They don't want to debate. Yeah.
They want cap and trade. That's not progressive.
No.
That takes us all back to butter churns.
Yeah.
That takes the $35 IKEA coffee table that you can buy and makes it $500.
Yeah. And you still have to put it together yourself.
And you still have to put it together.
And you'll be missing a couple of screws.
That's right. That's not progressive.
No.
That's regressive. I just, the idea, the whole, I just like the projection part of it because when that happens, and that very rarely happens to me, I don't know why. I wish it happened more because I really enjoy it. I enjoy the back and forth.
Yeah.
But when it does happen, the whole idea that I should get out there, and if somebody calls in and disagrees with me, I shouldn't give them a moment to try to change my mind?
No. Well, I mean,
what's that about?
That's what your opportunity is. I mean, whether you're texting an idea, whether you're calling it in or emailing it, that's your opportunity to change a mind. You know, but I listen. If the best thing that could happen for me is to have a new viewpoint on something that changes my mind or gives me a reason or a logical progression of a change of thought.
See, but, there you go. There
but
you it, go.
But it's not going to be on someone's feelings.
Yeah, see, you're all fact-based and logic.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
If they could, like on gun control, if they could prove to me that there is a law that they could pass that will stop all rampage killings, all killings, period, if we simply give up guns, guess who's going to be first in line?
Yeah. The problem is, though, that liberals never want to accept that there are consequences to their actions and ordinances. And they always try to act like that there are no consequences to wiping out college debt. There's no consequences to a free college education. There are no consequences to open borders. There are no consequences to $15 an hour minimum wage laws. They act like there are no consequences to any action that they may take or want to take. And that's where I've got to differ with folks. Listen, I realize there are consequences to capitalism. Sure, I get that. There is no perfect system, and there never will be.
Nope.
But the best system we can ever hope for is one in which individual rights and liberties and property rights are respected and protected, and where you have to be the ability to keep as much of what you earn on your own as possible, with certain protections provided by your local, state, and federal government under the Constitution.
See, now from here on out, I'm just going to refer to you as LL, a logical libertarian.
Okay.
Logical libertarians I can live with. The whole anarchy thing where there is no rules and there are no thises and thats. I mean, James Madison got it right when he said, we need these things because we're not angels.
Exactly.
But there is overreach and there is too much and there's totalitarians and all this other stuff. But I don't know. The people, the texters did not like Rick. And
no,
Rick, while you're driving around there full of all that self-loathing, listen, there will be another day, friend. There will be another day. You'll wake up tomorrow thinking differently. El Presidente, thank you.
Thank you,
I will be getting you a list of Japanese tattoo artists for later on today.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just as a little word for all of you texting about the police, what's going on with the police right now as they're going up and down Augusta Road, Pleasantburg. El Presidente and his crack team of news hawks have jumped on this with extreme prejudice. But now we're going to Ed in Spartanburg. Yes, sir, Ed, what can I do for you?
Morning, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Listen, two things. Let me just about first real quick. I love children. I'd give my life for any child.
Okay.
Second is, let's look at the statistics of mass shootings. That's why I preface it. Since 1949, the percentage per population in the United States, mass shootings have not gone up. Now, people are going to get, they're all panties in a wad.
No, actually, a guy named James Allen Fox agrees with you. He's a professor out of the somewhere in Boston. You're
exactly.
Absolutely right.
Right. It's the numbers, and the numbers will increase as population increases. Second of all, the left is using what is called availability bias. And that's when you take a situation that is factually normal and you create a twist on it, and then you present it to the population in such an extreme manner and or often enough to make it seem that it should be an actionable thing. We used it on the Shah in Iran. I mean, to put the Shah in Iran.
Well, I mean, what you're in the context of rampage killings, what you're also referring to is where some are actually newsworthy and part of the narrative, whereas Las Vegas, which was the numerically the biggest rampage killing of its kind, that went away with a whimper. So did the D.C. Naval Yard. So did a few others. And that's primarily because of where they happen and why they happen. And in Las Vegas, for example, you can carry a gun hanging around your neck on the Las Vegas Strip. But you can't go into any of the buildings on the Strip because they're all gun-free zones.
Oh, yeah.
Including Mandalay Bay. So, yeah, you are absolutely right.
Shooting in Nevada has me questioning, though, because if you listen to the report of the shots fired, there's definitely two different rounds going off almost.
When the rampage killing happened at the Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, it's those big buildings that are causing bouncing. Reverbs. It sounded like there was a fire team at work in Dallas.
Right.
And the Mandalay Bay is right beside a hotel that looks like a gigantic pyramid. And the shape of that could make all kinds of things happen. But, let's not. The thing about the Las Vegas shooting is the ATF never took the guns and tested them.
Right.
That's the thing that everybody, all of us are sitting around going, why? Why didn't you do that? Why? But that's all beside the point. You're absolutely right about them manipulating the stats, though. You are absolutely right about that. So,
just thought I'd toss that in the hat.
I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good one, Bill.
You too. Let's go to TJ and Cowpens. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Yes, sir. You guys are doing a great job, as usual. I don't get to call in very often. I'm not in the upstate very much these days. But I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, because you are fair and balanced in the way that you behave. I couldn't do your job because I would never be. Never be able to tolerate a girly. I'm not gonna be using.
I'll tell you. I'm gonna tell you how I do it. I'm gonna tell you how I do it, TJ. Okay. Did you ever watch Kung Fu, the old TV series with David Carradine?
Sure. His brother was a big Broadway star.
Yeah. Kwai Tang Kane was a pacifist. See, a pacifist is not somebody who walks around and submits to beatings and being debased and everything. A pacifist has the capability of peace and the capability of destruction. And I count myself as a pacifist. So when somebody like a Rick comes at me and he's all angry about something or everything or nothing, words are not going to hurt me. Words are not going to hurt me. I haven't gone that way yet where hate speech for me doesn't exist. You may have a differing opinion. And if you take it beyond talking, okay, now we're in a whole different category. But if you're just talking, I talk all day.
First, you try to discuss.
Yeah.
There's always an opportunity to have a discussion.
Absolutely.
If that's not going to work, then you just got to do whatever you've got to do. And that's what I don't think this left side understands about And I don't like saying right and left. I'm a conservative.
But it's
I believe in a constitutional republic.
It's a descriptor. What you're just, that's fine, you not wanting to like that. But see, the problem is you got one side that doesn't want to allow you to talk, and you got the other side that says you should talk. You got one side that defaults to violence, and you got the other side that specializes in violence. And the difference
is half of them are wearing man buns, and they're afraid of having a decent relationship with a real woman.
And masks. Don't forget, they wear masks too. They don't want you to know that when you drive through at the Burger King,
those need to come off.
Yeah, yeah. So, but thank you very much. I appreciate
you're very welcome.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. I love what I do. I love being. I can't believe I'm in talk radio. When I used to listen to WORD, and I used to listen to Russ Castle, and I used to listen to Ralph Bristol, and then later Bobby Mack, I would sit back and just look into the sky and say, how would I ever get into talk radio? And then some fool gave me a chance, and I thank him. I will thank him. His name is Lopez Martinez out of Columbia. Thank you, sir, for giving me that opportunity to get into it, because I love what I'm doing. And that's why I try not to get too angry about the talk part of it, because that's the fun part of it. So that's not one. So we just move on. Yes. So yeah. But the value set, if you have a value set in the United States today, now there's only two value sets to have. And the left is trying to define what the other one is. Well, they tell you what theirs is, and they project upon you their fears, right? They also want to tell you what yours are. So if you don't agree with them, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a xenophobe. You can't be proud to be an American. Lee Greenwood would get run out of town on a rail now just for singing his song. Does anybody even play that anymore? When I was stationed in Europe, we used to play on our payday talks. They would play "Proud to Be an American" while we were in Europe getting ready to fight the Soviet Union, which turned out never to be a thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I'm not a big Tom Cruise kind of guy, but I'm going to go see Top Gun Maverick. I am going to go see that because I remember what it felt like to watch that in Europe. And when it came out new in 1984, I'm going to go see Top Gun Maverick. We are looking, now I'm hearing there's something going on at the QT at White Horse and Grove Road. We are looking into this. I like this one. Russ Castle was an American hero, a terrible driver, and he knew what he believed. R.I.P. Bill, I still get a chuckle out of you being on WOIC, the black spot on your dial. How do you know I was on WOIC? That's where I started. That's where I started. And this one now, I'm gonna talk about this one before we move on. But I'm being asked about Chris Cuomo being called Frito. Did you see that? Some guy called him Frito, F-R-E-D-O, and was Frito, F-R-E-D-O. And he was referring to him as the little brother of Michael Corleone from The Godfather, okay? But apparently Chris Cuomo thought that was sort of a derogatory phrase and was threatening him to throw him down a flight of stairs and all this other stuff. And he's being videoed the whole time with it. And he's standing there. He's got his ball cap. He's got that nice Cuomo jaw jutting out like he's, I don't know. And he's just all angry because he's been called Frito.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but F-R-E-D-O, that's pronounced Fredo, isn't it?
Whatever.
Frito is a corn chip.
Frito is
right.
A corn chip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But okay.
So you think he maybe thought he was being called a corn chip?
I don't know. But that that could have, other interpretations. People get offended over anything.
Everything.
Days.
They get offended over everything these days. And, you know, when I was, my last name is Frady.
I know.
Now, the way you actually spell my last name is W-R-E-D-E.
Okay.
Okay, that's the way they would spell it in Germany.
Really?
And the actual name, the actual meaning of the word is angry, warlike, and a few other, you know, intense, that kind of thing. So, but when I was growing up, I was called Frady Cat. Everybody called me Frady Cat, and then they would walk up like that was the most original thing I'd ever heard after I'd heard it. I just kept a little book, 1,600,012, 363. And so, but, you know, I never got, I sort of embraced that. I just sort of started
you did.
Going by that.
The first time that we met, you referred to yourself as this Frady Cat.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because it was a play, you know, Frady Cat, the expression. But then it's like this cat named Frady, this dude, this guy, this cat, is very clever.
So these guys that get upset about a name, even if it's in – some of this stuff has to be in good fun, although I doubt it now. Everybody takes everything so personally. So personally. I'm being asked, what's wrong with Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise –
What isn't wrong with Tom Cruise?
Tom is – you know, Tom – there's a lot of things I like about him from an actor standpoint. The dude does some of the craziest stunts you've ever seen in your life, and I mean – there's two kinds
and
of
and does them.
There's
I
two
mean,
kinds
like
of action now. There's
stuff.
CGI action. There's practical action. He does all practical action. There's a lot of things to like about him, but you know, there's some things that there's some movies he's been in where I wish he hadn't been in. But yes, I will be seeing Top Gun. I like the Mission Impossible flicks too. Nothing wrong with Tom Cruise as far as that goes. But some of his Scientology leanings, I'm just you know. Not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea. Okay, Greenville City Police has the gas pumps at the QT on the corner of Malden Road and Pleasantburg blocked off. It looks like they're searching for something around the parking lot. There we go. That's what we know. That's what we know. Back to rampage killings. Or not rampage killing per se, just killings. Let's just call it killings. Because there's two kinds of killings right now. There's the kind that's politicized and there's the kind that's not. The kind that's not leads me to believe that the leftists who want to take away gun rights are racists. They call me racist, but they're actually racist. The standard politically correct explanation always stresses how black lives seem to be undervalued by an allegedly racist society. But most, this is the thing. When they get out there and they start talking about, well, more children got killed the other day. Well, they, you know, most gangbangers are. Technically, children there, and you know, in the teenage years, in a lot of cases. This begs the question, why should a law-abiding American be outraged by gangbangers killing each other? Some would say good riddance. I'm not one of them. You would suppose that the left-leaning media wants to put, they hardly want to publicize the pathologies that encourages white racism in their leftist enclaves like the inner cities. But, you know, if it's a Caucasian shooter, then they got something to talk about. But isn't all of this, aren't we talking about Americans killing Americans? Does anybody ever get down to that point where they say, well, should we, you know, this generation of inner city youth, most of them being black, and by the way, black Americans, they are not the predominance of gang members in the United States. That's Hispanics, by the way. But these black Americans that are killing each other, why should we say good riddance about that? Yes, I know they've gone to crime, and yes, they may be lost. But at the same time, let's look at why they are there, and let's look at the fact they're not doing anything to correct it. It's its own self-fulfilling thing, constantly feeding the gang banger pipeline. All because of policy, all because of leftist political policy. Now, if you wanted to stop crime, and I could show you how you could stop crime by doing three things, economic opportunity, good education, letting the family be, just letting the family structure be. If I could show you to do that, and you tried that, and it worked, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you want, if you're a mayor of a city, why wouldn't you want your citizens to quit killing each other? And if you have that kind of thing going on in a particular area of town, why wouldn't you go out there and stop it? See, Facebook is actually good for one thing. They did a little experiment using Facebook not too long ago to try to track down where criminals were. Well, they found out where the criminals were by social media postings, a la Facebook, Twitter, all the other things. They figured it out down to blocks. 53% of all crime in the United States happens in 2% of the counties in the United States. So they know where it's at. If you know where it's at, why wouldn't you go in there and have a big presence to quell that? Well, one of the reasons you don't have that now is because of all of the politically correct pandering where everybody has the Ferguson effect. Because the only ones that are going to do it are going to be the police. So we throw the police under the bus, and then we expect them to go out there and kick in the doors and have the firefights and everything else. Then if you have a firefight with somebody who doesn't have a gun but is coming at you with a knife and he's within 21 feet and you hit him a couple of shots and he goes down, you just killed an unarmed man. Even though he was going to stab you to death in about 5/10 of a second. So these guys, these politicians, this leftist bent, I'm coming at it from an agenda, because my agenda is I don't like seeing people kill each other. I'm against violence. And these guys, this is part and parcel of their policy.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, and one thing I want to point out, because Ghost Rider had a very good point, and I want Ghost Rider, you get all the credit for it. When I was talking about 2% of all crime happens in 53% of the counties, and they do nothing about it, 53% of all crime happens in 2% of the counties. Ghost Rider pointed out if 2% of the wealth was concentrated in 53% of the counties, or 2%, cross it back again, the left would be all up in arms to eradicate that and make it more equitable, which is true. That's absolutely true. Now, the Democrats are doing nothing right now. Jared Nadler is out there. Jared Nadler and Adam Schiff got out there, and they listened to Robert Mueller get up and deliver some testimony. And I'm surprised Robert Mueller didn't go, "Why am I here again? Report, you say." Because he was quite befuddled, old Bob was. First things first, if you actually write a report and somebody quotes something to you, you're going to remember that. And he didn't know what he was talking about, and he didn't know what they were talking about. But somehow or other, Schiff and Nadler, looking at the report and looking at his testimony, have decided what he really meant. So they're proceeding based upon what he really meant. And they're doing things like still talking about impeaching the president, even though what they can impeach him for, I don't know. Besides, they don't like him. They don't like him. He's not pantsuit Clinton. He's something. Well, with Kavanaugh. And by the way, if everything that they said about Kavanaugh was true, he still would look quite tame compared to Jeffrey Epstein. They're going after him now too. See, here's the thing about Democrats now, in today's Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has been taken over by the left. Leftists and Democrats are not the same thing. I know blue dog Democrats. They're still out there somewhere. And you talk to them, and you would find that there's a very thin line to, separating what a blue dog Democrat was versus a Republican. There would be some things they would lean towards that would be sort of Democratic. But those are very few and far between. Nowadays, we need to adopt a new policy. We need to show no mercy, because we're not going to receive any. We have to understand that Democrats are not our friends. They don't look at us as fellow Americans the way I look at them. They're the folks who will shank you the first chance they get. The inherent rot of their character, their condescension, and the aura of the moral superiority. Despite being complete and total idiots, and that's my opinion, is totally nauseating. They hate America. They hate me. They hate you. There's nothing that we share in common. The only thing we share in common is the tax form. And we do indeed have aliens in America. And these aliens, these disgusting progressive creatures, are not done now with Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. They tried to they went way beyond what they tried to do with Robert Bork, and they really tried to destroy him. They used uncorroborated allegation after uncorroborated allegation of sexual misconduct to derail his nomination. And some of the allegations were just straight up made up lies. Belief is not evidence. And the Democrats overestimated Republican resolve. We won, you lost. We get to decide who goes on the court, period. Get out of the way. Elections do have consequences. And the fact that you've tried to weaponize sexual assault with zero evidence only helped the GOP stay together, albeit for crybaby Jeff Flake, who prolonged Kavanaugh's dragging through the mud so that the FBI could look into these matters, which was also a total waste of time. So everybody's looked into these matters. The FBI's, hey, look, you tried to use him, the FBI, to get rid of Trump, didn't you? They're your boys. They couldn't find anything on him. What they want Kavanaugh now is they want to talk to him about his emails from the Bush White House. They want those released. Coming from the Washington Examiner, Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee today, Tuesday, demanded access to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's records from his employment at the George W. Bush White House, citing the panel's role in judicial disqualification and misconduct. Jerry Nadler sent a letter to the National Archives asking the Records Department to complete its review and release the records to the panel related to Kavanaugh's 2001-2006 White House service. The first thing you should do is look and see if George W. Bush fired him. If he fired him, that meant that he was not doing something George W. Bush wanted him to do. If he did not get fired, and if he only stayed there and then resigned, like all do, guess what? He did the job. Done. Move on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.